This is EJ Castor with a Florida Tech faculty and staff profile. And with me, I have Mary Sharp. Mary is the project coordinator for the Lifelong Scholar Society in the Continuing Education Program. Mary, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm new to Florida Tech. I came on board to promote the Lifelong Scholar Society, and that's an organization that was started about 3 years ago here at Florida Tech, and our professors provide presentations 3 times a month to senior citizens, and on a variety of different subjects, and they're about 60 minutes long, and then we follow up with pie and coffee.
And are those courses free?
No, the society is a membership. It's $35 a year, but with the $35, they get 3 dinners in the Panther Dining Hall. And then if they're members, then the presentations are $10. Now, we're starting a new program in January called Great Decisions, which is put out by the Foreign Policy Association. And these will be free, but we will have them at the Tradewinds restaurant at Duran Golf Club. And people will just be expected to buy their meal, which is less than $12. And these will be programs on current world affairs. We will have them on China, Russia, India, Syria, and we will have professors from Florida Tech that will present a program that is put out by the Foreign Policy Association. And this is a program that is held worldwide. It's not just something we're doing here. It is a worldwide program.
And you said this is open to the public?
Yes. And you don't have to be senior citizens. Actually, FIT students, faculty, staff can come free to any of them. We have a lot of seniors in Brevard County that are very educated, want to be in the know, and they like having a connection to the university, and we try to be that connection.
Adult intellectual conversation.
Yes.
And is there any discussion on possibly taking trips to these places that you're studying about?
Oh, I'd love that. But as you know, everything costs. And when you're a senior citizen, then the money doesn't flow quite as well. But if there's an opportunity and we get enough people that want to go, well, then sure, we'll take trips.
And wouldn't it be fascinating to take a professor along with you that can teach you along the way?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Well, tell us more about yourself. How did you become a part of the continuing education program?
Well, I retired about 4 years ago and traveled the whole United States in an RV. And after returning, I decided that I just needed to do something, keep going every day. And my master's degree is in education, and my focus was on lifelong learning. But back in the 90s when I got that master's, lifelong learning still hadn't kicked off. And so this is an opportunity to do something that I really enjoy and keeps me busy and active. And I meet a lot of really nice people.
Well, good. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, Mary, thank you for participating in a Florida Tech faculty and staff profile.
Thank you. And if people are interested, we have a website, the Lifelong Scholar Society. It comes under the Florida Tech icon on the Florida Tech website. Just Google Lifelong Scholar Society and it pops up. And all of our events are on Eventbrite.
Well, thank you, Mary. So suffice it to say, your 2016 lecture series will be posted on your website, Lifelong Scholar Society.
Yes.
This is EJ Castor with a Florida Tech faculty and staff profile. Thank you for supporting Public Radio 89.5 FM, WFIT, broadcasting from the Florida Tech campus in Melbourne, Florida.